Ahoy there, tadpoles! Here it is, that splashing, dashing fantasy, Land of the Lost. The program that grown-ups and youngsters claim as their own. Brought to you by Bosco. Bosco Milk Amplifier. That's the chocolate-flavored syrup that makes milk taste better than a soda fountain treat. You'll like Bosco hot, you'll like Bosco cold. And something else you like is the wonderful magic compass ring that Bosco has for you. Get out your pencils and paper, boys and girls. Keep them handy and listen sharp, because today is your last chance to hear about the magic compass ring. I'll be back later to tell you how you can get this handsome gold-colored Bosco compass ring. And now, the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost.
The Land of the Lost, a kingdom fair as a dream. It lies far under the sea mysteriously, shining with ripples that glimmer.
And here's the discoverer of the Land of the Lost, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Who's ready to go exploring in an enchanting realm at the bottom of the sea? The place where all lost things find their way. Hats, rings, umbrellas, toys. There's only one way to get there. That's the way my brother Billy and I go, on a vast ocean current that rushes down, down to a world of shimmering green magic. To the Land of the Lost. Our guide, the wise talking fish Red Lantern, is the jolliest denizen in all the briny deep. He's twinkling along ahead of us now, like a crimson lamp, as we enter the kingdom.
Where to this time, Red Lantern?
Well, I'm afraid you pollywogs will have to go exploring on your own again today. You see, I have to attend a meeting at the palace.
Oh, don't worry about us, Red Lantern. We know our way around now.
Okay, soaky dope then. See you later.
Now, Billy, where shall we go?
Oh, gosh, let me think. There are so many places we haven't been to yet. Hey, what's all the excitement back of that old mill over there?
You can't see. There's a high wall that shuts the whole place off.
There she goes again.
Stop her.
Stop her. Pretty blue bonnet. Somebody threw it right over the mill.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Huh?
I jumped over myself. I get tired of being cooped up in there sometimes.
Bunny, Bunny, come back inside, quick.
My golly, another hat. A little one.
Oh, that's my brother, Beanie.
Oh, please, Bonnie, you're not supposed to come out here. Father will be awful angry. He's liable to put you back on the shelf again.
Oh, all right, Beanie.
Hey, where'd you come from anyway? What's on the other side of that wall?
Why, the hattery, of course.
Uh-huh. Where the lost hats live. The entrance is right here, through the old millinery mill.
Just follow me.
Boy, that's some mill wheel.
It's the wheel of fashion. It never stops turning.
That's why the same old styles keep coming around again every so often.
My goodness.
Well, we're through the mill, folks. This way out.
Jiminy crickets, there's a regular town back here.
And it's full of hat people.
Well, since my crown, look who Bonnie brought back with her. A couple of Earth children.
Earth children? Who are they, Bonnie?
We're Billy and Isabel.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Old Man Stovepipe.
And I'm the Merry Widow.
I am Durban the Turban, silk crepe with a draped shape.
Oh, yeah? And who are those twins that look just alike?
Why, we are the
Berets. Welcome to the hatway, Isabel and Billy. Now, all together, friends.
Take us one and all, and tall. We're a stylish and a picturesque assortment.
Some assortment.
You'll find us every color, shape and size, shape and size. We are millinery models of deportment,
of deportment.
And we like to think we're easy on the eyes, on the eyes.
A bonnet's chief ambition is to fly.
A merry widow leads a pretty thing.
In a Panama, a heat wave does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
A fedora hat is never out of place.
But just
remember anywhere you go, go, go. The most important thing is your chapeau, don't you know?
The most important thing.
The very most important thing.
The most important thing is your chapeau.
Well, I never.
Oh, pardon. The senorita would like a guide, perhaps, to show the town, no?
Better watch out for them foreigners, miss. This fellow's kind of a shady character.
Have a care, Senor Stovepipe. How you give the insult to me? Me, the best handmade sombrero in all Mexico.
Really, Mr. Stovepipe, you're too old hat for words.
Eh? How's that?
The sombreros are just as good as the rest of us.
Well, yeah, even a cap can look at a queen.
Well, not according to Bonnie's pa.
Oh, Father and his high hat society. He thinks he's going to marry me off to a stiff old derby or one of the Humbers. But just you wait till the right hat comes along. I'll show you.
Uh-oh, now she's mad.
Oh, dear, such a little flyaway. Whatever will be...
Hey, who's that?
What's that noise?
Hey, everybody, look who just flew in.
Get along, little derby.
Hey, will you look at him?
Well, I'll be blown.
Oh, brother, it's a great big cowboy hat with a rattlesnake band.
Howdy, stranger.
Caramba, chihuahua, such a big. Oh, it is my old friend, 10-gallon beer.
Sombrero, what are you doing in this here roundup, pal?
Oh, I am here a very long time, Pierce.
You are, huh?
Oh, gee, mister. You're even bigger than Sombrero said you were. You know, he's told us all about you.
Is that so? Say, who is this little maverick?
My name's Beanie.
Well, put her there, partner.
Ouch. This is Isabel and Billy.
Hello.
Hiya, Pete.
Say, Sombrero, old caballero. Who was that pretty little blue bonnet I passed back the ways on the trail?
That's my sister, Bonnie.
A mighty sweet little lady. I'd admire for to meet up with her as soon as I mosey around a bit and get my bearing.
Can we come with you, Pete?
Sure thing, partner. Now, where might we be? Main Street?
Oh, no, no, my friend. This is Bonton Boulevard.
Is that so?
See? And over there is the High Hatters Club.
High Hatters Club? That big building with the silk hats lounging in the windows?
Yes, Senor Billy.
Say, that's quite a shack. I think I'll breeze in and see about joining up.
Not so fast, Pete.
How's that?
These High Hatters, they are very exclusive. What you say, snooty, no?
Huh?
It is not for the likes of you and me.
Speak for yourself, zombie. There ain't no outfit in this here hat's town too good for 10-gallon Pete. Let's get rolling.
Not me, amigo. Sombrero, he is not looking for trouble.
Well, we'll go with you, Pete. Come on, Isabel.
All right, Billy. Oh, my, what an elegant place. Look, it has a hat brush for a doorman.
Quite so, madam. I'm here to give uninvited headgear a brush off.
Brush off, eh? Vamoose there, high bristles.
Stop, stop. I say these are private premises.
And I'm here on private business, savvy. Come ahead, kids. The door's open.
Who is this?
I say, who let this westerner in?
How dare you, sir?
I'm looking for the boss of this here dude range.
I am the top cat here, President Topper. What is the meaning of this intrusion?
Well, I'm aiming to hitch up to this here club of yours, Mr. President.
Hitch up?
Join the high-hatters?
Good heavens!
My grace! That opera hat was so sharp, he collapsed.
It appears like you need some new blood around here, partner.
Indeed. And may I inquire what a presumptuous pelt vagabond like yourself knows about it?
Better smile when you say that, Topper. You're talking to 10-gallon Pete, the pride of the prairie.
Out west where the rangers and cattlemen ride, you'll hear of a hat that's a half a mile wide, with a high sitting crown and a roll to his brim. Get hip to it, partner, you're looking at him. Ten-gallon Pete, he's got all the hats in the cow country beat. Ten-gallon Pete, so move over, stranger, and give him a seat. For a
revolting.
Disgusting. Throw him the door.
Hold on now. What's wrong with me? I'm a clean cut, straight set.
We don't like your lowbrow type.
You may be the pride of the prairie, sir, but that scarcely qualifies you for membership in this organization. Good day.
Well, looky here now.
Out.
It's no use, Pete. We better go.
Indeed you have, sir. And be glad we didn't call J. Edgar Bullfish and the police.
Hiya, fellas and girls. You hear that? Old Triton blowing his horn. Last call. Yes, last call for that wonderful magic compass ring. Today is the final offer of this swell magic ring made from beautiful gold color metal with a compass set right into the ring itself. A stunning piece of jewelry with a real compass, the kind you need on hikes and camping trips. And the Bosco Magic Compass Ring is adjustable, fits any boy or girl. Say, I'll bet you've seen this dandy compass ring around school and envy the boy or girl who wore it. Well, now here's your chance, your last chance to flash a Bosco Magic Compass Ring on your own finger. All because you listen to Land of the Lost. And all because you like delicious, chocolatey Bosco. Now, to get your ring, simply send one label from a jar of Bosco with 15 cents in coins. That's all. And get your pencil ready to take down the address. A raft of letters have been coming in, and a raft of rings have been going out. So get on the current, kids. Get your magic compass ring before they're all gone. Cut the label from one jar of Bosco and close 15 cents. That's a nickel and a dime. And mail to Bosco, B-O-S-C-O, Box 369, New York 8, New York. Yep, that's how easy it is to get a shining gold color magic compass ring that's adjustable to any finger. Just send one Bosco label with 15 cents. Write your name and address plainly. And mail to Bosco, Box 369, New York 8, New York. Last call, remember, your last chance to ride the tide with a thrilling magic compass ring. Now, back to the land of the law. 10-gallon Pete has just been ordered out of the High Hatters Club by the aristocratic President Topper.
Well, of all the gosh darn ornery old...
So, Pete, they throw you out, no?
They rode herd on me, all right. Oh, it's the little feller back again.
You said you wanted to meet my sister. Well, here she is. Bonnie, meet 10-gallon Pete. How do you do, Pete?
Well, ma'am, this is an honor.
I've always wanted to meet a real Westerner.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
You're so different from the other hats around here. So bold and dashing and handsome and... Oh, I mean, you cowboy hats all are.
I sure am glad somebody feels that way, ma'am.
Oh, don't mind those stuffy old high hatters, Pete.
The high hatters?
Well, Pete wanted to join the club, Bonnie, and they turned him down flat.
Oh, but that's absurd. I'll speak to Father right away.
Your father? Does he belong?
Of course. He's the president.
What? How's that, Miss Bonnie? President Topper is your dad?
Why, yes.
Then excuse me, ma'am. I don't stake no claim where I ain't wanted. Come on, sombrero.
Hey, wait! Oh, what does he mean? Better ask Pop. Here he comes down the steps with the rest of the members.
The meeting must be over.
That cowboy fellow needs a lesson, Topper.
Yes, he's much too big for his...
Father! Don't let them talk that way about 10-gallon Pete.
Quiet, Coco. This doesn't concern you.
Swaggering in here as if he owns the place.
The fellow's a menace. He ought to be cut down to pint size.
By the great Patrick. You're right, Humbug. And I've got just the shears to do it.
Shears? Oh, Isabel, Billy, come quickly.
We'll give him a trimming. He'll never forget.
Bonnie, what is it? Where are you taking us? Oh, hurry. Didn't you hear what Father said
about cutting Pete down?
Yes. We've got to find those shears and hide them.
You said it, Bonnie. Those high hatters won't leave him an inch of brim.
Here's our house. Beanie, you stand watch and whistle if you see them coming.
Okay, sis.
This way. I'll start going through the desk. Isabel, you look in that chest of drawers.
All right. And I'll take the closet.
Oh, Billy, don't joggle that big jar in there. That's where Father keeps his cleaning fluid.
Huh?
Cleaning fluid? Yes. He takes a hat bath in it every Saturday night. But it's awfully dangerous stuff. Liable to explode if you're not careful.
Oh, I only moved it a little, but I'll shut the door. There's nothing else on the shelf anyway.
And no scissors in any of these drawers.
Hey, that's Beanie.
Somebody's coming.
Wait, I'll just look in this hall table.
Oh, hurry, Bonnie, it's Mr. Topper.
Oh, here they are, I found them.
But let me hide.
Bonnie, my dear.
Father.
Bonnie, I want my shelf. What are you doing with my shirt?
I...
Don't try to deceive me. You are trying to prevent my using them against that broad-brimmed interloper. Give me those scissors, Bonnie.
No, you've no right to harm Pete. He hasn't hurt anybody.
How dare you stand up for a fellow like that?
Because I love him. That's why.
A crude, a vulgar...
Love him?
I loved him the minute I saw him. Maybe he's not formal and polished and la-di-da, but he's real and honest and alive. Someday, I knew he'd come along. Oh, yes, I loved him right from the start. No other hat could capture my heart. I'd always dream of someone like him, easy and breezy, broad in the brim. True, he's not fancy, formal or proud. He'd rather be just one of the crowd. Keep your high hats, who cares how tall? 10-gallon girl, Bonnie.
Silence! This is outrageous. Give me those shears, Bonnie. Now, come with me.
Please, Father.
I'm going to clap you into a bandbox and lock you in the garret until you come to your senses.
No daughter of Theodric Topper is going to set her cap at a sagebrush, Romeo. Up those stairs.
Oh, Billy, this is terrible. Poor Bunny.
Well, we better get out of here before Mr. Topper comes down again.
I should say so. He'll be madder than ever at peace now.
Oh, my glory, you're right. We've got to warn the guy.
But we don't know where he went.
Don't worry. We'll find him. That's one thing about 10-gallon Pete. You can't miss him in a crowd. Come on.
There he goes, Isabel. Just turning the corner. Hey, Pete, wait a minute.
Whoa there, little lady. What's the matter?
We came to warn you, Pete.
The High Hatters are out to get you. They're going to trim you down.
How's that?
Cut your rim off with Mr. Topper's shears. Bonnie tried to hide them from her father.
Gosh, but... all tumbleweed. Did Miss Bonnie do that?
Yeah, but it wasn't any use. Mr. Topper took him away from her and locked her up in the galley.
He's just furious because Bonnie told him she loved you.
Love and... me? Miss Bonnie said so herself?
Yes, but...
Well, hold on, Pete.
Whoa!
Well, never mind that now. You've got to get away before...
Get away? What sort of a low-down coyote do you think I am? 10-gallon Pete ain't going to stand for his lady love being treated that way. Just you tell me where she lives, that partner.
Well, back in the next block, that house with the red roof.
Then that's where we're heading.
But, Pete...
Now, don't you fret none. I aim to ask old Topper far and squar to let me court Miss Bonnie. But if he says no...
My golly, what was that?
It sounded like an explosion. It
weren't far off. I see the smoke up ahead there.
Fire! Fire!
Fire! Oh, look, you can see the flame.
Oh, Billy, it's Bonnie's house.
What's that? Out of my way there.
Hey, stand back, everyone. Those are liquid flames.
An old Topper that's seen in fluid would blow up someday.
My daughter! She's locked in the galley!
Leave me by, I tell you. I'll get her out.
Oh, you can't, Pete. The stairway's on fire.
Well, what's wrong with that ladder by the shed? Here, you, straw hat. Let me poke it up against the house.
No, I can't risk it. I'm too inflammable.
Help!
There's Bonnie way up in the window.
But the flames, they're shutting her off.
Hang on, gal. I'm coming up the ladder.
Oh, stop him, someone. He'll be scorched to death.
He's beating at them flames with his bare brim.
Go back,
please.
Go back.
Courage. Courage, little Bonnie.
He's nearly at the top.
Over the
ceiling.
He's got her. They're starting down.
My child. My child. He is saved. My child.
There you are, gal.
Oh, Pete.
Oh, here come the fire helmets with a hose.
Everybody out. Let her go, boys!
Bonnie, come with me. Are you all right?
Yes, Father. But Pete, look at him.
Oh, just a little singe. That's all, Bonnie, honey.
Sir, I owe you more than an apology.
That's all right, Mr. Topper. I guess I am kind of a rough, tough hombre.
My boy, you're a hat in a million. And if you're willing to put up with me as a Topper-in-law...
That stops with me, partner. All I want in the world is the privilege of being tied to this little lady's bonnet strings for life.
Please. My
sweet. And on behalf of the High Hatters, may I say we would feel privileged to welcome you into our club.
And to rename it the Broad Brimmers in your honor, with membership over the wall.
That's mighty big of you, gents.
And in case you're interested, I'm no slouch hat myself when it comes to ancestors.
You mean you actually have a pedigree, Pete?
Mr. Topper, I don't aim to boast none, but my great-great-grandfather was the original Stetson.
The original Stetson?
You tell him, Pete. That puts them all in the shade.
All together now, hat folks. Hats off to 10 gallon teeth.
Landlubbers, here's your last chance for that Bosco Magic Compass ring.
Yes, your very last chance to get one of these keen-looking rings on Bosco's special offer. A ring of shining gold color metal, bright as Red Lantern himself. And remember, this ring is not only handsome to wear, it has a real magnetic compass that'll give you oceans of fun. Adjustable, too. It'll fit your finger perfectly. And it's easy as mixing a glass of chocolate-flavored Bosco and milk to get your Bosco Magic Compass ring. Now, here's all you do. Simply cut the label from a jar of Bosco Milk Amplifier. Enclose just 15 cents, that's a nickel and a dime, with your name and address, and mail them to Bosco, Box 369, New York 8, New York. Now don't miss the boat, boys and girls. Climb aboard. Send for your magic compass ring from Bosco today. Bosco, Box 369, New York 8, New York.
And speaking of rings, make a ring on your calendar around the date of our next broadcast. 1 week from today, something very exciting is going to happen, and every single one of you listeners can take part in it.
Hey, no fooling. How about letting me in on it now?
Oh, no. Oh. There's only one person who's in on this, and that's the boy who started our first Land of the Lost Club back in 1943. His name is Lee Kent, and he's listened to every broadcast we've ever had. I hope he's listening now. The other night, he sent me a message by shortwave. He's an amateur radio operator, and I sent him back one about next week's surprise. You see, I thought he had a right to be the first to know.
Well, where did this shortwave message come from?
It was sent from Chicago and was received by operator Lester Rodman in the Bronx.
Wonderful.
He relayed it to me by telephone.
Then that's great, isn't it?
It certainly is. But just think, when Lee Kent started that first Land of the Lost Club, he had no idea, and neither did we, that thousands more would spring up all over the country. You know, we have over 9,000 of those clubs now.
Good.
Isn't that grand? And new ones are coming in every day. There are the Secret Red Lanterns in Baileyville, Illinois, the Rangers and the Friendship Club in Brooklyn, the Kids Squid Commandos here in New York, and I've just heard from the Seabees in New Britain, Connecticut. Shelby Peck, their president, writes that the Seabees have a collection of Land of the Lost comics from 1 to 8.
Right up to date.
Really up to date, because the Land of the Lost comic number 9 should be on the newsstands in the next 2 weeks. So all you polywogs with magic compass rings, put them on, get your bearings, and head for the nearest newsstand. Put your order in now. If you haven't a magic compass ring, remember, this is your last chance to get one.
So get that Bosco label and that 15 cents off today to Bosco, Box 369, New York 8, New York.
And don't fail to be with us next week, because you know now where all lost things go. Well, have you lost anything? Would you like to get it back no matter what it is? Then remember what I said. Listen next week.
Tune in same time, same station when Bosco takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Cyril Ambrister, vocal arrangements Peggy Marshall, lyrics Barbara Miller, musical background by John Winters, and this is your announcer, Stuart Metz.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.